Today, as we celebrate the first Sunday of Advent, there are many firsts. But let us go first to the gospel. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 37 to 44, we hear of Jesus saying, "Be prepared." Anything rings to you when you say, "Be prepared"? That's the Boy Scout motto. Be prepared. The way Jesus looked at it is, we can have two options to live our life. We can live our life in complacency and sin, or we can live our life, be prepared, and live in righteousness. Live in righteousness. The greatest temptation of our time is actually the temptation to complacency. Complacency. Not to do anything. Status quo. It's not yet time. We still have time. Still have time. Jesus is telling us today in the gospel, be prepared. On the first day of Advent, first Sunday of Advent, Jesus is inviting us to be ready for the birth of our Lord. This is the first day that we are preparing for the birth of our Lord. This is the first day that we are preparing for our salvation. The opportune time of our salvation. Preparing our hearts for the coming of our Lord into our life. Coming our Lord into our life. How do we do that? Advent is a time to prepare to encounter the peace of Christ. Advent is a time of reconciliation. Yesterday, I did the reconciliation, the Saturday schedule of reconciliation. There was one family, the mother, the father, the kids, they all went to confession. And after, so the kids came first, then the wife, then the last who came was the husband. And he reminded me, "Father, is this valid for Advent vigil for?" I said, "Yes, it's how we're going to prepare for this liturgical year." I was touched. I was blown away. He reminded me of one of the most important things in the season of Advent. Advent is a time of peace and reconciliation. But before we be reconciled with one another, let us first be reconciled with God. And that family reminded me of that. What a beautiful thing. It's a time of sharing, giving and sharing. Whom are we going to give and share? The Jesus that we are preparing to come into our life. That's what we're going to share this Christmas. You see, God knows that sometimes there is that tendency in man to be complacent and to be proud. To be proud. That we have the ability to control all eventualities in our life. The first Sunday of Advent is telling us, be prepared. Long before we came to this celebration, the coming of Jesus in human form, the incarnation, the prophet Isaiah had a vision in our first reading. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 1 to 5. Isaiah, the son of Amos, said, "The day will come when the mountain of the Lord will become the highest mountain, on top of all the hills. And people will say, 'Let us go to the mountain of the Lord, to the God of Jacob, and learn to be instructed on his ways and walk in his path.'" Remember that in the Old Testament and even in the New Testament, the mountain of the Lord is a mountain of encounter with God. It is the symbol of the presence of God. It is a symbol of an encounter with God. And Isaiah predicted in his vision that there will come a time that Judah and Jerusalem will be established as the highest mountain of the Lord. The presence of the Lord will be there. The fulfillment of the Emmanuel will happen there. And for that, it will become the highest mountain of the Lord. This mountain of the Lord. How do we attain peace? If the best way to prepare for Advent and reconciliation is to have peace in our hearts, how do we prepare for peace? Peace is when we're able to lay down everything in the feet of Jesus. Peace is when we can place everything into the hands of Jesus. Peace is when we're able to entrust everything to his keeping. Peace is when we're able to release everything into his care. We always hear that famous saying, "Let go and let God." But when are we going to make it really a reality in our life? To let go and let God. To release all our cares into God's care. And to trust Him for everything. Life is full of uncertainty. When you hear, really listen. When you taste something, savor it. When you walk, look around and see the greatness of God's creation, even the people you encounter. When you see the day, the sun, it's that moment that God is giving us the opportunity to see the wonders of creation. And in the evening, when you look up into the skies, see the stars and the vastness of God's creation. And when you see yourself in front of the mirror, please see the image of God in you. And when you can see through that mirror and see God, that's when you'll find peace in your life. I tell you, God is there. He is there inside us. Allow that God to be alive, to be real, to be tangible, so that people will know that there is a God through us. Through us. Our prayer is very simple. Lord, prepare us for anything, for anyone, and anytime, any moment of our life. Because we know that each one, each moment can be a reflection of you. And that's why you're asking us to prepare for that encounter. Sometimes we don't realize it, but one encounter with a person can change our life. One moment, one eventful moment can change our ways, just as one eventful moment can change our loved ones whom we have been praying for so many months and so many times already. And sometimes we've been complaining to God, Lord, when will my family convert? Well, I'm asking you, as we start the liturgical year, as we start Advent, first day, December 1, whatever your year, past year, was, hey, we've reached another December. It's the first of December. It's the first of our journey this liturgical year. And in this journey, let us prepare ourselves to encounter God in every person, every moment, every event, and anytime. Anytime.